Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we have a case right on point. We've been talking about the threats of violence by Trump and implied support of that from the leadership of the Republican Party upend our democracy. A Missouri man, I don't know what it is with Missouri. I mean, Missouri, it's not really a border state. Tennessee and Kentucky are. I suppose you could say northern Missouri is like Illinois, but southern Missouri is like Mississippi. So it's sort of split. Kansas City, Missouri is sort of like the West, real split. But a Missouri man threatened to lynch Steve Cohen, a congressman from Tennessee, and Emmanuel Cleaver, a congressman from Missouri. He called their office. He says, I'm going to lynch him. I'm going to grab him and I'm going to string him up and then drag him behind my car. He's been arrested. Now, the maximum he can get is 6 years for making that threat. I'm telling you something. I think he should get 6 years. He should get 6 years for both of them. That's 12 years concurrently, consecutively, not concurrently. In other words, some judge will say, well, you have to do six for each. I'll make them concurrent. No. The man must do 12 years. 12 years, you don't start calling people. Cohen and Cleaver can come up with some security. But that kind of thing is also being called into county clerks and volunteer poll workers and others. It's got to stop. Man has to go to the Who's Gal for 12 years. And then give him plenty of time to think about it. And everybody else who does this, same thing. Get him out. Get him out. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Economowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Morning, man. Boy, I could agree with you more. In fact, if he can get at least 12, because, and then you make an example of him. Say, look, if you guys are going to make statements like that, this is what's going to happen. You know, we take this very serious. On that same note, our friend, our state criminal, Russian Ron Johnson, who can't discern between tourism and terrorism, his mind can't process that, proposed, I heard it from Jeff Wagner, and I can't believe that Wagner on WTMJ talks this way. He says that Ron Johnson wants to shut down the streetcar. You probably know about that. That's the latest obstructionist plan to shut this thing down. He said, we can shut it down for you, and we won't blame you. We'll just bury it. It's over. It's done. Let's rip it out. We don't need it. That kind of obstructionist views from even Wagner is why we are in the state we are. People have to recognize this. That IHOP, I don't know if you ever used it or know about it. I know you know about it. I know you do.
Yep.
And it's a viable part of our infrastructure. It's why people come to Milwaukee. They don't get it. They can't understand investing in a community. They understand investing in themselves and their corporations. And unfortunately for them, which is good for us, their corporations who had so much leverage before have been suppressed by the mega corporation, the Gates and the Bezos and all these other people that they can't control anymore. And that gives them a big scare. They don't have the leverage they used to have. But getting back to when I was talking about, the point is, right in our backyards, we have this garbage going on. And when he mentioned Russian Ron, who couldn't figure out why he got booed on Juneteenth Day, you got to be a certified card-carrying moron if you can't figure that out. These people are beyond describable. You can't make it up. You'd have to go to a science fiction movie to make these goofballs up. But anyhow, again, thanks so much for giving me the airtime. And I'd like to hear what you think about that obstructionism on the IHOP. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, very good stuff, Bill. Yeah, and I think it's an overriding issue as well. Let me just say this. On Ron Johnson, he single-handedly blocked a Juneteenth Day holiday. You know, in the Senate, just one guy can raise his hand and say, I block it. He finally caved. Then he goes down to Juneteenth when opposed for pictures, and he says, I oppose slavery. Really, he opposes slavery. What an idiot. This guy is tone deaf, absolutely tone deaf. And quite frankly, I don't think he does oppose slavery, and he certainly wouldn't have in the 19th century. Anyway, that kind of violent talk that you're talking about for instance, the guy in Missouri who threatened to hang a congressman from Tennessee and a congressman from Missouri, that is bleeding over into normal discourse on issues that are much more normal. For instance, what Bill is talking about, the IHOP, is not the Pancake House. What this is, it's a rail system in Milwaukee. It's a really beautiful looking sleek train. The Potawatomi very generously have paid the operating cost, so you can ride it for free. You get on it and it loops around downtown Milwaukee. It's really cool, really neat. The tracks are already laid, and you jump on. You don't need a ticket. You don't have to check in. You just get on, and it's a good way to get from the Third Ward, down in the Third Ward, where there's a lot of shopping and great restaurants and bars and all that, over to the east side. And then they're talking about it, extending it to Fiserv Forum, which would be great. And eventually it'd be nice if they extended it to American Family Park, to the Brewer Stadium. Anyway, it was patterned on other cities. I think Portland is one of them, and others did this. And it's just very, very neat. It harkens back in an old fashioned way to a time when people had trolleys and that kind of thing. And it gives a certain gentility to the town. We have a great reputation in Milwaukee as being an industrial town. During the Second World War, Milwaukee was known as the machine shop of the USA. And we're not a big city, but we were the machine shop, Alice Chalmers, all of these places, big equipment, heavy equipment, industrial. But that image doesn't necessarily attract tourism. So we're trying to do that too. And obviously we do it with the Bucks, we do it with the Brewers, we do it with Summerfest. We have something like 10 or 11 ethnic festivals. They're all terrific, a lot of action. But this what Bill referred to as the IHOP, this rail system, track already laid, it's silent, just comes along. It looks like a futuristic train. Very, very neat. Other cities around the country have been doing it to attract tourism. So when somebody like a right-wing radio talk show host says we should, yank the tracks out, pay money to take it out? For what? That's obstructionist. But what's really bad is when they use violent language on nonviolent things. For instance, rip it out. We got to rip it out. We got to crush it. We got to beat it. That kind of language bleeds over into politics. And then when you have Trump saying, the Second Amendment people should, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton. We have to, quote, take out Liz Cheney. Take out is a term of art. That's a mafia term of art. And he uses words like that. And then when he's talked to by the Secret Service, he goes, well, I was talking about voting. Well, you know something? At some point, prosecute. And I'll tell you why. Because he can talk to the jury. And he can try to make them think he was talking about voting. And if they don't think he was talking about voting, he goes to the Who's Gap. Now, with the rail system, you're not going to do that. But the people on the right wing, it's people like Tucker Carlson saying the FBI was engineered January 6th and all that. When you say stupid things like that and violent things, it has a cost to our democracy. And they've got to be called out. And guys like Bill call in and call it out. And I'm very, very grateful for it. Coming to the end of the show, great show. We had a half hour of good calls. We'll have full show next time. Luke made the repair. It was a great job. And stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate Diamond Crew, my friend Earl Ingram, Pizza Box Mike on Saturday, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. In the meantime, Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.